is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Fleeing to safety, people are gathered at the Rafah crossing in southern Gaza at this hour, hoping to enter Egypt. Among them, this young and terrified British citizen.
Every place I go run away, and I just find bombs, and I find dead people. And like maybe one day I'll end up like them, but it's a really scary thing for me.
The State Department is urging Americans to travel to the crossing so they can get through when it opens, but so far no deal has been made with Egypt to allow Americans to do so. In Saudi Arabia, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging Israel and Hamas to protect the innocent.
As Israel pursues its legitimate right to defending its people and to trying to assure that this never happens again, it is vitally important that all of us look out for civilians. And we're working together to do exactly that.
The Israeli military has massed troops and tanks on the Gaza border as it continues to tell Palestinians to leave northern Gaza. More on that from the BBC's Yolanda Nell.
Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari is the chief spokesman.
There are still civilians in Gaza City. I repeat in saying anyone who refuses to evacuate puts themselves and their family in danger.
With growing international calls for Israel to lift its siege of Gaza to let in aid, the World Health Organization has flown basic supplies to the northern Sinai. The hope is that it can be sent to Palestinians via Egypt's Rafah crossing.
Hamas is urging people to stay in their homes in Gaza. Russia is calling on Israel and Hamas to stop attacking one another. Russian state media says Russian officials are offering to mediate the conflict. Former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble says it's worth a try.
The war in Ukraine is not the result of long simmering tensions as in the Middle East, but is the result of one man's quest for power, Russian President Vladimir Putin. But that said, any mediator who could get the Israelis and Palestinians to negotiate right now and potentially save lives would be doing a great service.
Across the country, 34,000 members of the United Auto Workers are off the job, and former UAW spokesman Brian Rothenberg says families are feeling the pain.
For those that have been on strike for a while, it's getting rough after about 4 weeks, especially the ones in the beginning. But that is why the president called for people to come out to the strike line and support them.
The UAW didn't announce any new walkouts yesterday, as it has some Fridays. The family of 1984 Olympic gymnastics champion Mary Lou Retton says she is making, quote, remarkable progress in her battle with a rare form of pneumonia. Her breathing is becoming stronger. Her path to recovery is steadily progressing. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. There's a new push to encourage women to get screened for breast cancer when they're younger. Eric Tegedoff has more.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and health professionals say younger women are increasingly being diagnosed with the cancer. About 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed in her lifetime, but survival rates are high if the cancer is caught early. Dr. Monica Wells with Kaiser Permanente says 50 is a well-known age for people to start getting screened for the cancer.
If you sample individuals, even amongst my patient population, they think about 50 as being the time they need to start getting mammograms. But what we're doing is we're wanting to move the needle on that and have those conversations earlier.
About 1 in 11 new breast cancer cases are diagnosed to women younger than 45. There are more than 3.8 million breast cancer survivors in the United States. Wells says it might be a good idea for some women to start the screening process at age 40.
If we can identify who we can screen earlier and find those early cases, we sort of have a potentially 10-year head start on treating cancer.
When breast cancer is caught at its earliest stage, the 5-year survival rate is 99%. Wells says that's another reason why screening women at a younger age is important.
Early detection, when we find those cancers that are in their earlier stages, opens up a whole spectrum of treatment options that might not be as readily available or maybe more complicated if it's a more advanced cancer.
I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
UK. Who knows what he'll talk about today?
Even we don't know.
This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your ass. It's 3 getting ready for the game. What's up, Earl?
Hey, good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. Look, man, big game tonight. And
Earl, that was a new opening, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, man. They said nobody knows what you're going to be talking about today, man.
I know. I can tell. That's what the dude said.
Yeah, man. Let me. So, and they also said in the opening, the news opening earlier, the Raiders are desperate for a win.
We are too.
Does it matter if a team is desperate for a win? You ever been desperate for a win?
Yes. All them times we went down to Dallas and they whooped us, we was desperate to beat them.
So when they say desperate for a win, it means you're willing to do anything.
Just about.
It doesn't always mean that because you're desperate, you're going to win, though, right?
Right. So you got to put the work in.
Yeah,
you know what I saw when I was reading? I read some clippings, Earl. You ain't the only one that read clippings.
I didn't say I was, man.
But I saw they talk about putting AJ Dillon on the trade block.
Yeah, I know, but so we talked about this early on, right? Remember back before the season started and even after the first week. And because AJ Dillon is up for a new contract. And AJ Dillon, they chopping him around. Now, you said, you know the young man. He's a talented cat, a good person. But you can't average 2.7 yards a carry,
right?
Be a fullback and
feature. They try to feature him a couple times.
I know, and so as it part of this, Gilbert, is it safe to blame him, man? Because they blaming the fact that they're not running the ball. The truth of the matter is they're not running the ball because Aaron Jones ain't been there.
Mark my words. If they trade that dude, watch and see what happens.
He going to do it somewhere else, huh?
He going to do it somewhere else because somewhere else got an offensive line.
I know, but man, you know the Packers. How can you say they don't have an offensive line?
Right now they don't because Detroit exposed that they don't have an offensive line. Well, I'm still stuck on Detroit whooping our tail.
Wait a minute, man. So you keep talking about the Detroit game. I'm looking at some of these statistics, and right now,
here you go, y'all.
And right now, Jordan Love has the lowest completion percentage rate in the entire NFL. Are you aware of that?
Probably off of the Detroit game.
That can't be.
Remember, Remember, he was leading the league in touchdowns before they played Detroit.
It can't be off of one game. They played four games. And he got the lowest completion percentage. And I said that only because you were talking about the offensive line. Does the offensive line have something to do with him having the lowest percentage of completion? Or is it the play calling by
If you Matt ain't LaFleur? Got time. Well, yeah, some might be a couple plays he should not have called, but then again, if he ain't got time to set up and throw, there's no completion.
Well, so you know, he throws the ball down the field deep a lot. And that's Matt LaFleur's game. Every now and then he likes to air it out.
Well, he's trying to open up the offense here lately.
He's trying to do what?
I was remembering the first two or three games.
Yeah, he was real careful.
Deacon and dunking. Now he's trying to open it up. You can't open it up if you can't do a five-step drop.
Well, you know, I watched, believe it or not, a little football Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And I watched a little college football Saturday. I watched my fair share of football over the weekend.
Did you see them Jayhawks then?
Yeah, I saw a little bit of the Jayhawks, but it was so boring I turned. I can't get over them red, blue, you know, the uniforms.
Hey, we got to switch them up, man. Did you know that they inducted Tony Sands into the Ring of Honor?
Who's Tony Sands, man?
Tony Sands was probably the shortest running back I ever seen in my life. But he put up one game, he put up 396 yards against the Missouri Tigers in one game.
So he was short, huh?
Yeah, he was shorter than you, Earl, and that's short.
Hey, let me ask you, man. So I brought this up that I watched a lot of football Saturday and Sunday. Because I was watching the lines.
Yeah.
You've been saying this since the beginning.
Yeah.
I watched the Cowboys last night taking beating from the 49ers. Ooh. Now the Cowboys were supposed to have a great line, offense and
defense. One star rating. One-star rating Cowboys. They had one-star rating on the side of him.
They gave up 42 points. And the 49ers whipped them.
And Dallas got one of the best defenders in Micah Parsons.
Yeah, but the offensive line of the 49ers kept him busy and kept him off the quarterback. And I said all that to say this, because you just said, if Jordan Love doesn't get the blocking that he need, he don't matter. He ain't going to complete too many passes.
He's not. And, I haven't met a quarterback yet that does that.
And the running backs aren't going to get too many holes.
Nope. Not at all. Ask A.J. Dillon.
I mean, so they're hunting for a running back, the Packers are. And is it right what's happened to A.J. Dillon? Or is that how the game goes?
For the most part, the way he runs the ball, you got to move people out of the way. Now, that's where you got to see the difference in Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. Aaron Jones can make holes. He can pop, 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 make holes. A.J. Dillon is a north and south, down-the-hill runner that's going to try to hit you in your mouth. Kind of like old boy in Tennessee. What's old boy name in Tennessee?
Yeah, I know who he's talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Just powerful back. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's why Aaron Jones is so elusive and he can do those things. A.J. Dillon ain't, man. You got to open up holes so he can get downhill.
So, and what I will say is, he's got to get past the line of scrimmage, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a big back like that, his power comes once he get past the line of scrimmage. He got to get going, right?
Yep, he got to get that momentum going. You got to get them big old tree trunks he got going downhill.
But he can't get started, man. They're on him before he can get to the hole. There's no hole.
Yeah, Yeah, so when they say he only getting 2.7 yards per carry, you need to look at the dude opening the hole. Because they're not taking responsibility. They pointing fingers right now.
Well, the only people pointing the fingers is the coaching staff.
LaFleur.
Yeah. LaFleur. But okay, so let me ask you. A 1-3 Raider team
is scary.
Playing in at home.
It's scary right now.
Why, man? I don't.
Because that's still just
got
like
Devontae Adams now. They still okay, got him.
I'll put it this way, Earl. If you walk in your garage and there's a raccoon in the corner and you boxing him in, you're going to go up and say, oh, look at the cute little fella and shake his head, rub him on top of his head. Are you going to do that? It's the same thing about them Raiders right now. You better not go and take them boys lightly.
Well, you know, Packers have had 11 days off. They've been able to heal somewhat. They still got some players in question. Been able to heal somewhat and had time to prepare for the Raiders. Now, the Raiders are desperate. There's no question whatsoever. And you still say, and this is a game the Packers should win.
They should win. If they go down there like this is a business trip.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Feel like this is a vacation.
But Gilbert, you know that's not going to happen. There's no way any coach in his right mind is not going to have his team up and ready to go after 11 days off.
I've seen it.
You've seen.
Seen guys take them too lightly and go down there and get spanked.
Did the coaches? So is that on the coach or on the player?
That's on both of them, because you're supposed to do your job. That's just like, remember last week somebody was talking about the fans in the stands. It was too many other colored jerseys in the stands. Who worried about that?
Well, that was LaFleur.
LaFleur.
Yeah, who said that Packer fans sold the tickets to the Detroit Lions and it was too many Lions in the stands. But, you know. But anyway, listen, we got to go to break. Bill from O'Connor Milwaukee, hang on. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You can join us under the helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. Big game is tonight. We'll be right back.
Bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Well, what?
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, you got to look.
Hey, man.
You got to look, man.
Hey, man, I don't feel old, man. I really don't, man.
What do you be doing in there, Earl? What do you do?
Well, I do the elliptical. Mm-hmm. I do some free weights.
You do some free weights. Please, next time you go in there, put a GoPro on. Please.
What's that?
That's when they put that little helmet on top of your hat. I mean, that little camera on top of your hat. So you can walk around and make a fool of yourself.
Hey, man. And I do some, you know, do some sit-ups. I think I did about 100 sit-ups.
Who did 100 sit-ups?
Oh, you don't believe that.
Oh, Earl. You lost me now, Earl.
Hey, well, it ain't exactly sit-ups. It's one of those things where you... WAUK.
Yeah. You know what? I like the players. No diggity, no doubt. Play on, player.
Play on, player.
What are you doing with playing with Bill Withers' grandma hands?
Yo, Trey dropped the verse.
What you know about that?
Man, it's going what you down, talking about, Black Street. The homies got I want to know. I want to know what he doing, messing up grandma's hand.
What you know about that?
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us.
You heard that, huh?
9-6-7. What do you mean? I heard that.
You heard that sample in there, huh?
Hey, man, come on, man.
Earl, you might know something, man. Hey, I thought I was the only person on earth knew that hand.
Hey, man, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. Let's go right to the phone lines and Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what?
Hey, good morning. You know, you guys are more fun than people have a right to be fond of. I love you guys when you talk sports. And by the way, Gilbert, I'm 75. I'm ready to go 15 rounds. Okay?
You ready to go? Well, I'll tell you what. I tell you what, Bill. I want to see you and Earl in the ring. Y'all both about the same age.
Hey, Bill.
Check this out. Earl is 0-71, so you might get you one.
Hey, Bill, tell him he's got to get to this age.
That's right. He's got to make grade. Now, if you don't make the cut, you can't get in the ring with me, Gilbert. You can't get in the ring.
So
you know that.
So, Bill, he's been talking about silver sneakers. I didn't know he knew what silver sneakers was.
Well, I don't think he could put a pair on. I don't think he'd keep up with us. If we put on those silver sneakers, I look over my shoulder, I say, Earl, you see Gil now? Look into my rear view mirror. He's behind us, boys.
So, Bill, what's going on, man? What's going on?
Okay, I want to ask you guys a question on sports because I coach and I love it, especially football. Do you think we're seeing a new age in the NFL with a lot of young players that got the moxie of all the pros and are ready to go head and head with the pros? And do you see a big shift in coaching? Whatever happened to coaches that can get emotional? Because if you don't get emotional, you can't get into your players. What do you guys think of that?
It's a great question, Bill. We'll let Gilbert answer it on the after. Thank you very much for the call. Gilbert, he's talking about the difference in the players today. Do you see a difference in the players, man, from when you played?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What's that difference, man?
I mean, I'm not saying that they're just a different athlete today, man.
Are they more athletic?
They're more of, not all of them, but they're more of gimme instead of I want to work for. You know, some of them are. And then some of them are willing to learn, but are they willing to go far to learn? You see what I'm saying? I mean, if you're teaching a kid to keep his head up when he's tackling, and he's still doing it with his head down, are you doing your job? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Gilbert, it's you got to admit, these cats, these athletes are more flexible than your guys were. They even linemen, they can move and do things, and maybe that's the techniques, and maybe that's the equipment, Gilbert, that they have today.
But when you look at the NFL today, they are more athletic. I give them that. You know, we were big, powerful dudes.
Yeah, These plotters.
Athletically powerful dudes. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, you ain't gotta be 350 no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's across the board. But if you're athletically strong and quick, then you can play in this day and age.
So let me ask you something, because I watched their foot speed, even the linemen. Mm-hmm. I was watching the linebackers. I thought the Buccaneers had some dogs as linebackers, and they do.
But
man, not like the 49ers. The 49ers got some linebackers, Gilbert.
49ers got defense, man.
Yeah. So you look at cats like Rashawn Gary.
Yeah.
He can play defensive end, standing up.
Yeah.
And play linebacker.
Linebacker. You know what I'm saying?
At what, 250?
Yeah. I mean, that's how, you know, I mean, if you go back to kind of like my era with the Ray Lewis's and the Patrick Willis.
Yeah, you had a few of them. But they were exceptional.
Yeah, there was exception to the rule. You know what I'm saying? And you look at these type of athletes, you say, could they play in this game today? Them are two guys that could, you know what I'm saying? Because they're strong, quick, fast, and got the attitude to play the game.
Well, you know, Gary and the number, and you look at him, and he's one of those guys, right?
Yes.
He's one of them guys, you got a scheme for him every play, right?
Yes, you got to slide the whole line to him sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Slide or have a back chip or put a tight end over there to double him. You know what I'm saying? You got he can change the blocker scheme quick.
He can change the game. He's a player by himself.
Yeah.
Who can change and destroy any kind of play that they've set up. Been watching him and they knew what he was when they got him, right?
Oh, absolutely. He showed them when they drafted him what they was going to do with him.
CBS News special report. As Israel positions troops on the Gaza border, pro-Palestinian protesters gathered in Pittsburgh.
There is no peace on stolen land!
There is no peace on stolen land!
Families of Israelis being held hostage by Hamas are waiting, helpless, says CBS's Ian Lee.
Here in Tel Aviv, people remain on edge a week after the surprise attack. Hamas is holding about 150 hostages, including women and children.
Dan Moore's sister-in-law is among the hostages.
It's a nightmare that we all want to wake up from, and the only way we can wake up from this is by getting together.
Aid groups are ready to provide food and fuel to Gaza, says CBS's Christina Ruffini.
There are several humanitarian groups trying to get shipments of aid into Gaza, including the UN and some others, but it's all a matter of waiting until they have a safe window.
CBS News special report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association. If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. There you go, Calvin. Style fashion is smashing hits. Hey. Hey. They call him the god right there. Hey. Come on, Earl. You don't know nothing about that.
No, I don't, man. I got to admit, I don't know anything about that.
That's straight New York City right there.
You know, he's kind of got a nice beat, man.
Don't do that. Don't do that, Earl. You look like you're having convulsions. Don't do that.
With the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. So Gilbert, yeah. I watched the Cowboys last night.
Why would you do that?
Well, I mean, come on, man. It was billed as one of the best games of the year.
I knew that wasn't going to be no best games of the year.
How'd you know that?
Because the Cowboys, they got the one-star rating. They ain't right. They can't get right teams. I saw your boy. What's his name? Who loved them Cowboys so much? Skip Bayless.
Yeah.
I saw him walk to the garbage can and threw Dak Prescott jersey away.
So let me ask you something, man.
Threw it away.
Jerry Jones thought this was going to be the year for the Cowboys. He spent a lot of money, as he always does.
Jerry Jones is old, you know. He old now. He ain't got no sense.
Well, how much longer is he going to continue, you know, with Dak?
You see who they went out and got, though.
Yeah, they got the young boy from 49ers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trey something, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but come on, he's not Dak Prescott. You can't blame the game on Dak Prescott. When somebody scores 42 points, Dak Prescott threw three interceptions yesterday.
So you couldn't blame that on him?
Hey, Gilbert, what you say about the line? Man, the 49ers, they were on him.
Dallas got a pretty good line, though.
I'm telling you.
But the 49ers defensive line was better.
Yeah, well, look, you know, football starts there.
Up front,
and
baby.
It starts there and it ends there. And as like I told you, that's what I was watching, you know, in watching those college games as well as the pro games, the domination, you can't, I don't care what your scheme is.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't get the blocking, you can't do anything. I don't care how great the quarterback is.
There you go.
If there's no blocking, there's not much he can do. So having
tell him, Reverend Earl.
Having said all of that, Gilbert, the Packers and Bakhtiari, the fifth knee surgery. Man, when is enough enough?
If they're gonna keep paying you, you keep playing.
Well, they got to keep paying them anyway, right? Because it's contract guaranteed, right?
Yeah, I don't know about guaranteed. His bonus is guaranteed.
Oh, so in the NFL, your salary's not guaranteed.
No, where you get that from? Well, the only person that's guaranteed is the coach, and he ain't played a down yet. So and his whole contract is guaranteed.
So the NFL, the most difficult of all sports, in Major League Baseball, the contract is guaranteed. In basketball
too.
Contract is guaranteed. In football, it's not.
Nope. Because we're too expendable.
Yeah, so after this is his fifth knee surgery, Gilbert, it's safe to say his career is probably over.
It's winding down because if he can't play a full season, you know, that's going to be the knock on him. Ain't nobody going to want to get him, man.
Yeah, but it also means that the Packers had counted on him.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's safe to say.
Let's be honest. When Bakhtiari is healthy, he's the best, one of the best left tackles in football, period, bar none.
But he hasn't been healthy for the last 3 years.
There you go.
Okay, so now that's the cat. He was the left tackle, right?
Yeah.
So number 74, I keep forgetting his name.
Jenkins.
So Jenkins is going to move over to left tackle, you think?
No.
Well, who protects left tackle protects the blind side of the quarterback.
Right. So, and you know what? You can't just take a dude and plop him in on the left side. You can't do that. You got to put some time in and earn that left side. You know what I'm saying? You can't just, unless you're an exceptional athlete that can play left and right like that, you got to earn the right to play the left tackle, man. Left tackle is lead dog.
So I understand that. But the Packers, I got to see who their backup left tackle is.
I don't know. Some dude.
I know, but you can't have some dude, you know, protecting the backside of your quarterback.
Well, until they go out and get that real dude, he's some dude. I'm just saying.
I'm looking this up. Calvin, you can do it better than I can, quicker. Who is the backup left tackle for the Green Bay Packers? Because, you know.
He wear a crazy number too. Was it 60 or something like that?
Well, by now you would think we would know his name because he would have been around a while.
No, you might not want to know his name because if we know his name, then that means he's giving up sacks.
Who is it, Calvin?
The starting left tackle on the depth chart is now Rasheed Walker.
I've never heard of that. Him.
What's his number, Calvin?
He wears number 63.
How long has he played, Calvin?
He was drafted in 2022, so this is his second year.
Well, that means trouble for the backside of Jordan Love, Gilbert. Is it safe to say that? Second year?
Yeah, second year. I mean, yeah.
Because
I don't know about the guy.
Huh?
I don't know nothing about
that. And the reason that that's so important is they're only in game four of a 17-game season, and he's a second-year man who has got to learn on the job.
Yeah, is he a legitimate? That's the question. Is he a legitimate left tackle, or they plopped him in there? That's what you got to ask yourself.
Let me ask you, and our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, Gilbert, our teams aren't normally in game four of the season looking to make any trades. It's early for any team to think about making trades, right?
No, around by October, mid-October, stuff like that. It's customary.
Well, the reason I'm saying that is to bring in, let's say, a new left tackle, and maybe the schemes on all of this is basically, you know, terminology with from team to team. I mean, you know, you can only do so many different things when it's blocking. So maybe they can go out and get a guy that they can plug into that spot to take Bakhtiari's spot.
Maybe now that's why A.J. Dillon is expendable. You know what I mean? I don't know. To go out to get a good left tackle, you got to give up a good player.
Oh, no question. No question. You know what I mean? Yeah, but let me then ask you this, Gilbert, because Aaron Jones is back, and we'll see, because I know he's going to show out tonight. And so they talked about the fact before the season started that they couldn't keep Aaron Jones, that they would not be able to afford him before the season started because he charged too much money against the cap. You think they're rethinking that now?
I would hope so.
Because they almost can't win without him.
No, they can't win without him. He's an integral part of the offense. Heck no, they can't win without him. They better rethink that.
Let's go to Sharky in Racine. Hey, good morning to you, my friend Sharky. How you doing?
I'm doing good, gentlemen, and I love your show. And Mr. Gilbert, thank you for this. And so I have to remind you, about 20-plus years ago, you came into Sturtevant. And there was a function there, and the Sturtevant was a motorcycle shop, I believe it was. And you were present.
Little Scotty Scooters.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, Little Scotty Scooters, yeah.
Yeah, it was great. And so my boys were there. So my two boys and their dear friend, who's a police officer. But you were so kind to talk with my boys and my boys' friend. And you asked them good questions. You presented yourself very professionally, and we had fun. They were smiles. And then you pulled out four tickets for the game that coming week, and their eyes were as big as the moon. And I want you to know I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem, man. No problem.
Really? He
Earl, did. You Sharky, see that, Earl?
Sharky, he did that for your boys?
He did.
You know he hasn't ever pulled out one, you know, ticket for me, even to go get a hot dog.
Hey, Sharky, the kids are cute. This dude over here.
Well, I would. You know what I'd like to do here is I'd like to get a video between you and him and watch it with that ticket in your hands, just about ready to break one loose for Earl. So that would be a fun one. I'll put money. I think I'm going to put money on you know who.
What do they say when pigs fly? Hey, Sharky, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. You know, Gilbert, man, you've done a lot of great things, man, philanthropically. You know, I laugh and joke a lot of about you, but your legacy of working with young people, and not just you, man. You know, you talked about you were gone this entire weekend, as always, and where were you at?
Lacrosse.
You were in Lacrosse, and you were doing the thing that you do, serving people. And you had some of your boys with you.
Yeah, I had a bunch of them clowns with me this weekend. I had about 11, 12 of them.
And so you guys move around the state and you give joy to people. What is that like, man? I mean, you played the football game, you were on the field, and people love you, and from, you know, what you did on the football field and the cheers and all that. But what is it like, man, to be close to people and what you feel and get to feel with those people who cheered for you on the field?
It's awesome. It's awesome in so many ways, man, because now the fans get to come up to you and they tell you their stories. You know, I don't know how many dogs and cats that I was named after, you know, how many times the dad jumped out the chair when I did the grave digger or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So it's amazing to hear those stories, man. And you know what's crazy about it, Earl? I have yet to sit down and really watch some of our games, just to go back and hear the announcers talk about you and stuff. And, you know, it's a treat now to go sit down somewhere and watch the games that we played, because now you can see it from a fan's perspective.
You know, man, awesome. I wonder when we come back. I want to, who is Gilbert Brown, right? We knew who the gravedigger is. We know that. But what is it about you that you go all over, sit down with kids and gray-haired cats like me, and have the patience to deal with people?
You ain't lying.
Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with Gilbert Brown, a.k.a. the Gravedigger, on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WAUK.
You.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show, and let's go back to the phone lines with CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl and Mr. Grave Digger. The only time I like saying that is to you because talking to the Grave Digger is kind of scary, if you know what I mean.
Go ahead.
Well, thank you, guys. I really enjoy your show. Usually I'm arguing with Earl, but I got to tell you, we lost this past weekend a legend of an opponent for the Packers.
Dick Butkus.
I don't know if you had a chance. Remember him like Ray Nitschke because, we love watching you guys. It's all of our guys' dreams to someday to play in Lambeau Field or a Soldier's Field. Anyways, I just appreciate what you guys do. It is a sport. It is a business. And, longevity. I'm wondering how your health is, Mr. Gravedigger, because, you guys take a beating for a long time, and we've seen former players who have trouble even walking, and you hear about Batiari having his fifth knee surgery, and it's not easy to do what you guys do and put it all out there and then spend the rest of your lives hopefully healthy.
So, hey CJ, we got you, anyways, man. Thank you very much for the call. Gilbert, he mentioned Dick Butkus, and did you ever meet Dick Butkus?
I have not.
But you met Ray Nitschke.
I have.
That's Dick Butkus. He and Dick Butkus are one and the same. Same kind of players. And
I've heard and I have seen the intensity that man has. And it's, just being a human being, it's a sorely lost man.
Yeah.
But even in the football world, you know what I'm saying? When you can cross those two things, icon and both things, a human being and a football player, you done something good.
So let me do this, man. Who is Gilbert Brown? Not the Grave Digger. It's Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. Mm-hmm. But who is Gilbert Brown, man? What makes you get up every morning? What makes you tick?
I'm a mama's boy, man. If I don't make my mama proud, I ain't doing nothing right. That's how I live my life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sometimes you can't be, when you go out that door, you ain't looking for something. Don't go out looking for something. Go out and do something. That's me. Plain and simple. I ain't looking for nothing for nobody, but I'm going to go out and do something. That's what I'm trying to do.
Have you always been a giver? From before you became a star? That's the person, that's who you are underneath all the other things, underneath the Grave Digger. You're serving.
Absolutely.
You're serving.
Absolutely. I even give stuff to people I don't even like. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to give them something so you can leave you alone. Come on, man.
So when are you going to give me a good football ticket so I can leave you alone?
I'm going to give you one, Earl. Just wait.
Okay.
2029.
Hey, but Gilbert, there's serving people, man. Money can't buy that, can it?
No, man. It's the smiles of those kids, man, because like my foundation does 159 different children's charities. To see those kids smile, that's all it's about, man. You know what I'm saying? All them times you was with me and we did all those free camps in Milwaukee, man.
Yeah.
See them kids smile, man. That's what it's all about, man.
Seeing children who are only that, man, right? They don't know about the horrible things in life, right? They don't know about the fact that sometimes, you know, they live in areas and don't get fair opportunities and may not ever get a fair opportunity at life. But right. When they're children, they don't know any of those things.
No. So, but some of those children are forced to make decisions at a young age that they shouldn't be making decisions on, Earl. That's what I'm right. talking about. You see what I'm saying? And that's a shame. But it has to be, or they ain't going to make it.
Well, you know, well, you know, man, sometimes the only thing, like many of those kids today who you're dealing with, they don't know, they didn't watch you play. They know that you play pro football.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that you take the time out. A pro football player, a cat they look up to, right? They look up to all pros, man. You know, mm-hmm. they don't know the character of the guy, but they know he's a pro athlete. And unfortunately, all pro athletes don't have the same character. Is it safe to say that?
Absolutely, Earl. Absolutely. You got cats out here. You got cats out here that say, I'm not a role model, but you are. But you are. You know, you got to accept that. Everything you do, you got to accept because somebody's emulating you. You got to accept that.
Well, you know, man, between you and Leroy Butler, and I've heard of a lot of Green Bay Packers, but I can't think of two from kind of like that same era who do as much as the two of you do. You know, I mean, I just don't, man. I'm talking about,
Earl, we love our community, but we ain't from that community.
I know.
We still love it. And we still love it. And we try to do the best we can in that community. You know what I'm saying? And I tip my hat off to Leroy and George Kuntz and Donald Drive and all these boys. But
oh, yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? It's your environment that you grew up in. It's so similar to the environment that you're in.
Yeah.
Why not give back?
And you guys were able to escape it. And some will never escape it. And so
thank God for football, Earl. Thank God for football, because my mama couldn't send me to college.
Listen, man, it's unfortunate that the time has run out. But we will see you again on
you sped the time up, Silver Sneaker.
Hey, when you see me. You're gonna
still look like the same.
No, man, I'm pumping iron now.
You're pumping forks.
we gotta get out of here, man. I'll see you next Monday under the helmet with the Grave Digger on all the right, Earl Eagle Show.
You, likewise. Tell Big Sandy I said what's up.
All right, man. We'll see you guys later. Gotta go to a break. Be right back.
Bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.